This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We're all back. Happy New Year. The postseason is about to begin. And a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people are certainly annoyed this morning as the Eagles have a chance yesterday to get the number two seed. And, well, they blew it. Welcome on in. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, it's too early to give up on your New Year's resolutions. Just hang in there.
It's January 5th.
I know, but some people, man, listen. You know, people, the gyms probably are like super packed right now. Everybody trying to, you know.
So this is motivational from you.
Yeah, just hang in there, y'all.
You almost blew yours at the meeting today.
What are you talking about?
No.
Well, I asked.
Well, less beef, you know, the beef stuff.
Well, I asked. Yeah. I asked first. I didn't just go off on my own.
You wanted to blow it.
No, I just wanted to, make sure. I was going to be crafty in the way that I tweeted what I was going to tweet. I just asked, could I tweet some pettiness?
And the answer was no. I mean, you made a resolution, and we're going to make you stick to it.
Flat out, no.
All right, well, if the Eagles' resolution this weekend was to get the two seed, they blew that, and they had the chance to get it yesterday. All right, so let's get into it. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll unpack some of the elements of the game. Obviously, we're going to look forward for the first time and give our first thoughts on this matchup. Woo-hoo! Eagles 49ers Sunday afternoon at 4:30 in the wild card round. But the bottom line is, Hugh, yesterday the Eagles, with their backups, we did the pregame show, and we knew the scenario, right? If the Lions upset the Bears,
the ramifications,
and the Eagles won, the Eagles would be the two seed. If it didn't work out that way, the Eagles would remain the three. So it didn't work out that way. They remain the three seed. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are very upset this morning.
Salty.
Yeah, and I get that. And
they're mad at everybody, whew, man.
And I understand there's a lot of frustration out there. I'll start here. I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for the decision. I sat here last week and I said the Eagles should rest their starters. I thought it was the more prudent decision to sit their starters. And when you make a decision like this, or you're okay with a decision like this, you got to be okay with all the possible elements, right? Like there was a scenario yesterday where it played out exactly like it did. Likely, unlikely, whatever you think. It was possible that the Lions would win. That was a kind of a 3-point spread or whatever. They weren't supposed to lose by 50. And the Eagles with their backups could lose the game. It's exactly how it played out. I'm not going to sit here and rip Nick Sirianni for it. And if I think he needs to be ripped, I'll rip him. And there are parts of the game yesterday that I didn't love, like the actual coaching within the game. But in terms of what they did, I'm not mad at the Eagles. I think rest is the bigger priority. And I think as much as we are frustrated this morning, we can't be the two seed and get two home playoff games. I think the bracket sets up really well for the Eagles to make a run in the postseason. If you had told me, Hugh, a couple weeks ago that the Eagles, it would shake out to where the Niners are the first team they play, and then if everyone, you know, the favorites win in the first round, they'll play Chicago, regardless of here or there. And they avoid the Rams and the Seahawks until the title game, which is probably how it's going to play out. I would have signed up for that in a second. So I feel good about the path. I'm not worried about Chicago in a road game in the second round. And I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for sitting his starters. And by the way, there was a thought. I heard Kevin Harlan. Stefanski on my mind because he got fired this morning. I heard Kevin Harlan during the game.
A lot of folks getting fired.
Yeah, it's Black Monday. A lot of folks getting fired. But I heard Kevin Harlan during the game suggests, like, hey, maybe would Sirianni change his mind middle of the game and put the starters in now? No, you can't do that. You're either in or you're out. They sat the starters yesterday. I am not mad about it. Hugh, where do you come down? Did the Eagles blow it yesterday?
Yeah, they blew it, but I'm not mad about it because here's the thing. When you decide to make that decision, you made that decision on Monday, and you have to live with that. And for anybody, like, I was sitting there talking to Elliot, and Elliot asked me, how hard is it to go from not playing to all of a sudden playing? I told him it's very hard.
As if, like, if Sirianni changed his mind mid-game.
Yeah. You can't do that because your mentality is different. Going into that game, your thought process is different if you're not playing. You're just sitting on the sideline probably eating sunflower seeds or whatever. Whatever routine that you're in on game day, it's a high probability that you weren't into that routine because you weren't playing. You know, I remember, like, times there were certain rituals that I would have before I would play in a game. And if I knew I wasn't playing, I didn't do all of that. So it's almost like you're going out there and you don't have your mojo, you know, so you don't want to put anybody in a position like that. There was a lot to unpack from yesterday. I saw the same thing that you saw. A lot of people were upset. They were upset for a bunch of different reasons, which I didn't understand. Like, to be totally honest, I love this fan base. I love the fact that, you know, football, we got a lot of football savvy individuals. But I didn't understand why people were so upset. I think a lot of questions were answered yesterday. It ain't all Jalen. I think that was one of the biggest things that came to mind. I think some of it is him, but it ain't all him. You know, I feel like, you know, and to be honest, being able to just kind of float around the building and listen to everybody else's perspective of watching that game yesterday, it felt like, to me, some of the play calling was suspect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was definitely suspect.
It was bad yesterday.
I don't think Tanner McKee played that bad, you know, because I saw a lot of people talking, oh, this is the guy that you wanted to play and us, all this stuff. And I'm like, he was under siege the whole game.
He didn't play well, though.
But Joe, from my perspective, as a defender, we're taught that if you take a quarterback and you can get to him early, you have a good chance of defeating him because you're in his mind, because you speed up the clock in his head and everything. I remember when I watched him, I was like, damn, they lined DeRon Payne up at that defensive end. Well, he got a sack.
And no one blocked him.
And he got a sack.
Nobody blocked him.
And after that, I was like, man, like, they're really coming after Tanner. They came after him. And I think under the situation and under the circumstances, I think he played pretty decent given what he had to play with.
Yeah, look, I would have hoped for better. He didn't play great yesterday, but I think it's fair to point out he was playing with all the backups, including the backup offensive linemen. So here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. I supported Nick Sirianni's decision to sit the starters. I think it was the right one. I think the rest was more important. Hey, three players had to leave the field yesterday because of injury. Calcaterra had to go out. They had a guy in the medical tent. Toth had to come out. Like, you say, who cares about those guys? Those guys, if we play the same game out and the same kind of game happens, those could have been starters that would be maybe down for next week. So I think it was the prudent decision. I am not going to sweat having to go to Chicago a week from now if it plays out like that. I just think it was the right decision. I'm not going to crush Sirianni for it. If there's one thing I will say yesterday that I did not like from the coaching staff, I thought it's one thing to sit the starters. Hugh, I thought they coached the game like it was a preseason game. I didn't get the sense they actually wanted to win the game by the way the philosophy of the game. I mean, Tanner McKee, a backup quarterback with backup offensive linemen, over 40 times dropping back to pass. Meanwhile, they only ran it 17 times with Bigsby.
And they ran it pretty good. I'm watching some highlights from Tank. Tank was running like he was on a mission.
Yeah, I mean, not going for the field goal deep in Commanders territory in the first half when they could have
picked up a hell of a block, too, on that pass protection.
I know. I thought they acted like it was a preseason game. And they could have, if they coached that game better, they could have had their cake and eat it, too, right? They could have sat the starters and still won the game. I thought they coached it poorly, but overall, the decision, I'm not going to crush Sirianni for it. 215-592-9494.
It was definitely a winnable game, though, Joe.
Well, of course it was.
There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, it was a winnable game. And you could have won it with the personnel that you had out there.
Yeah, you could have. But let's hear from Sirianni after the game. Asked if he regrets the decision.
Nick, obviously with the Lions winning, you guys had a chance at the 2-seed there. With that outcome, do you regret the decision not to play the starters?
No. You go through your process. You make what you think is the best decision for the football team. And that's what we did. I knew this was an outcome that these things could happen. Like I said to you guys, one thing I could guarantee was giving them rest. I couldn't guarantee anything else. And us being healthy and going into the playoffs healthy is a big deal for us. And, that served us well in the past. And so, again, I know there'll be debate on that, but, I have to do what's best, what I think's best for the football team moving forward. And that's what I did.
Well, he's right about that. There will be debate. I mean, he's been around here long enough to know there's going to be debate. Let's hear from one of his players. Reed Blankenship, after the game, asked about, the decision and where his mind was at as he didn't play yesterday.
There's no level of regret knowing that the Lions won.
Yeah, we can play the what-if game. I mean, when the Lions win, when you're on the sideline, I wish I would have played, but you ain't going to know that. I'd rather have a week of rest and let my body, recover than go out there and be in a dogfight. And then feel bad going into a playoff game.
I got to say, depending on where you were last week, I know a lot of people were on the side of play the starters. I can understand why you're upset today if you were there. Kyle, I'm a little surprised. Maybe this is new year, new growth. I thought I told you so Douglas would walk in here today because last Tuesday he was like, play the starters.
Yeah. The new year, new hue?
Maybe.
I don't know.
New year, new growth.
I told you so, Douglas.
I don't think I told you so is warranted here.
Wait till we get to the phone lines.
Because if you're on, I understand the frustration from the people who all last week had said they need to play the starters because the 2-seed's on the line. If you're keeping it the same energy.
You were vindicated.
Yeah, then you are vindicated. Hugh, I thought, was vindicated. Mm-hmm. An odd moment for Hugh to take the high road.
You could have shoved it right in our faces. And you didn't
That's not who I am as a person.
That's not who I portray myself to be. Don't lie.
But then if you're like me, who, we're not dumb. We knew that this was one of the possible outcomes from resting the starters. And we made the decision anyway. I'm totally okay with that. I knew going in that there was a chance we lose and there was a chance the Lions win and that we would be sitting here yelling at each other about whether or not they should have played the starters or not. No, it's fine. If you're going to make that decision, you can't look back with the hindsight and say that you regret doing what you did. I think they made the right call.
Yeah. Of the three things that came out of yesterday, right? There was the overall decision. I was fine with it before. I'm fine with it now, even though it didn't go their way. The idea that they could have put the starters in at halftime was preposterous. I mean, when Kevin Harlan brought it up, and I know he has to, he asked Ross Tucker, the who's doing the game with him on CBS. Sirianni would have looked ridiculous if at halftime he's like, Jalen, run in there and save the day.
Hey, help us.
Stop. I mean, that's ridiculous. You got to stick with your decision. And then the only part yesterday that bothered me is the way they coached the particular game. I just thought they treated that like a preseason game yesterday. Tanner McKee behind that offensive line, and especially when Devontae came out of the game.
Yeah, it got different.
I mean, you can't throw the ball 40-plus times in that game in a one-score game. Run the football. You also protect your defense, which, by the way, when the defense starters are out and Kelee Ringo is out there, can't cover his shadow, protect him and run the football. That was a joke. So the way they coached it, I didn't like. But overall, I'm not angry at Sirianni today. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up as we start a playoff week in Philadelphia. What's up, Will?
Dream team, what's going on today?
Good morning, up, Will. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to y'all, man. Glad to have y'all back, man. Listen, man, let me just cook, man, because I got something to say.
Go for it.
And I mean this, man. Like I said, last season, right, the biggest thing I said we lost wasn't the defensive players. It was our offensive coordinator, right? And I stand on that. And that's because if you're saying we're going to have a back-to-back run, you're going to bring in somebody that's seasoned and know the offense and know what we need to do to get to the next level, right? So my thing is this, right? I'm not blaming Sirianni for sitting the players because it's always the next man up. This was a time where you had to have a sit down and tell these backups, listen, y'all can contribute to our Super Bowl. We need y'all to win this game. You dig what I'm saying? But in order to win the game, you have to have good play calling. And my thing is, a man with no plan have no direction. And these guys don't have no direction because they don't have no plan. Because
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The playbook is limited to a full game of play. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to say, man. Listen, you see what Tank can do. It's time to activate both of these guys. You got to have these guys. And another thing I want to say, the out formation is working. They scored back-to-back weeks using the out formation. Last week, they did the play action pass off the out formation. This week, they ran the out formation. They opened up that gap, and he ran in for the touchdown. So what I'm saying is, man, you have to have better play calling right now. Sirianni, KP, right now, from here on out. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end it, right? Mm. I like the way it played out, because this is where it's supposed to play out. It was supposed to be the 49ers we see next. It's supposed to be Chicago we see next. We owe both of them. And guess what? We're going to have to beat the number one seed to get to the championship. That's how it's supposed to play out. Because we the defending champions. I said, right now, it ain't no playing, conservative, man. It's full attack mode on both sides of the field, man. We got to attack. And everything that we're doing is not going to play out. Now, as we keep the full attack mode on both sides of the field. And guess what? We can't do it. Hey, KT, I believe in you. I know you can make the right decision. But guess what? You got to know your offense. You got to know your players. And in order to do that, that's the way we're going to be able to execute. And the way to execute is to run the right play. The way to execute is to believe in each other. The way to win a Super Bowl and get back and to beat the rest of the team is to play as a team. And that's what we got to do. We got to fight together. And guess what? It's so subtle that everybody that we beat up from here on, we're going to prove that we're not a fluke, that we are the best team in the league. We are the defending champions. And guess what? E-A-G-L-E-S. It's so fast. And we don't care who is going our way. We run it through everybody. Let's execute. And let's play as a team. And let's play, baby. Let's go easy.
Let's go, Will! Now that's a man ready for a playoff.
Will said we got to run the right play.
Run the right plays, I formation.
I formation.
Back to back. I mean,
it's hard to go back to back, man.
It's a Monday. What is Will going to be like on a Friday? I mean, that's a big start to a playoff week.
That was crazy.
might need to save some.
I'm stuck over here. You got to run the right plays.
You know what? That's my big take for this week. If the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, they need to run the right place.
Don't run the wrong ones.
They ran a lot of wrong ones yesterday late in that game. A lot of wrong ones. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Diehard Joe? Kyle, my favorite barber, because he be lining them up like it's FedEx. And Uncle Hugh with the broccoli. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
My first call of the year, Hugh. This is the me and you conversation right now, Mr. Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm listening, dog.
Uncle Hugh, last night, right? I was thinking and reflecting with some nice broccoli, right?
Yes.
And honestly, I like watching that game exposed something to me. Like, I'm dead serious, and I'm asking a genuine favor.
Okay.
Next time you're down at the NovaCare Center, can you talk to Howie and say fire this coach and offensive coordinator regardless of what they do this year? Because what I'm seeing is complete coaching, like, ineptitude. That's what I'm seeing. Because they're fluffing up the clutch, y'all. Word of the day is fluff. Creative way to substitute the word we really want to use. Because all I'm seeing is, like, a child with a new Ferrari and the clutch is getting jammed up, Hugh. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Can you at least enlighten me? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine, man, because I'm watching that game yesterday. And you know, I had the pleasure. Like, let me tell you, if you ever get an opportunity to watch the game with Rhea, especially when she's in playoff mode, because she's going back and forth. She's watching the game. And then she's looking at the screen at Chicago. She's looking at the Chicago-Detroit game. And she's watching Detroit go up, right?
Well, it was like back and forth.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Yes. And she's talking about, and she started to point out, because, you know, it's a lot of visual stimulation at the game. So watching the game with Rhea, I'm locked in a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about what plays are they running? Because it was a position where we were at the five, and we didn't kick the field goal or something. And she was like, why didn't we take the three? And then I got to thinking, now you're watching the game differently because, like, damn, why didn't you take the three? It was a lot. Like, I'm not going to recklessly speculate today because this is my first day back at the beginning of the year.
But wait for tomorrow.
And I'm going to start on a clean slate. But recklessly speculating from yesterday, it looked like they were trying to prove some kind of point. And the point was lost on everybody.
What point were they trying to prove?
I don't know. Well, you know I know. Why you set me up like this, Joe?
I'm asking a question.
No.
Wait, Mr. Joe, please, may I get in there?
And go ahead.
Uncle Hugh right now, right? You can blame the reckless fan caller. I believe Kevin Petullo was hearing a lot of the fire, and Nick Sirianni a lot of the fire, and this is one of them situations where I feel like they wanted to try to go out and die on that sword, and they actually died on the sword. Because the route concepts and everything, when I took the time to look at the second level of film breakdown, it was embarrassing and appalling.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, this is the unfortunate thing about our team, man. And I love the Philadelphia Eagles, but it feels like, you remember, was it As the World Turns, General Hospital? Feels like a soap opera, don't it?
Matt, good phone call.
It feels like a soap opera.
Yeah, so you know what? So I know you were going down a certain path. Matt was throwing his thought. Here's what I viewed yesterday as. Again, I'm...
Are we being messy today?
I'll say it this way.
It's our first day back at the beginning of the year. Are we, this is what we're doing?
I was totally fine with not playing the starters. I understood that was possible what happened yesterday. And obviously, we'd rather be the two than the three, but we'll live with the
Joe,
three.
It's
but
hot. Let me turn this heat off.
You go turn that down. But what I saw was a coaching staff that treated it like a preseason game. They had a chance yesterday to have their cake and eat it too. It was right there. The Commanders stink. I mean, they had a third-string quarterback playing. The Eagles could have won the game with their backups, and the Lions would have helped them, and they would be the two seed. But the way they called the game was just preposterous. I mean, to throw the ball, again, we'll have our – I know a lot of people –
regular speculation.
Yeah, why they did it that way. All I know is this. If you just go into the game, and I tell you, the Commanders aren't very good. We're playing a lot of backups on defense. They have Josh Johnson. And I say to you, should we throw it 40-plus times and only run it 17 or 18?
That has not – been our modus operandi.
It doesn't even make any sense. Now, if Devontae and AJ and the whole line were playing,
that's something different.
That's different. But it was backup receivers, backup linemen. Obviously, McKee wasn't playing great. We can agree on that. He didn't play a great game. So Tank Bigsby was the best offensive player we had yesterday. And they just went long stretches where he didn't play. That's my only big gripe with Sirianni yesterday. It's not the decision. It's not the starters. It's not sitting guys. I think that was smart. I think the fact that they're going to be healthy heading to the postseason. Meanwhile, the Niners got their butts kicked for 3 hours on Saturday.
You was about to curse.
Well, no, they did. They got beat up on Saturday. So hopefully they come in here a little banged up. Eagles are fresher. I think Sirianni was fine and right on that. I'm not mad at him for that. It's just the way they called the game was just bizarre. They felt like they were treated like a practice or a preseason game.
Yeah.
Not a game that counted.
I'm doing a little research real quick while we do this show.
Yeah. That's the way the best.
That's how the pros do it.
That's right.
I don't think there's too many times, as I look through these numbers, that we threw the ball 40 times this season. Like, that had to be the high. And I'm looking through to get the games.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially
for the Chargers game, yeah. We threw it a lot.
That seemed to work out when we throw the ball that much.
Yeah, the Chargers game, we threw it a lot.
But typically, you're down a lot, right? That's why you're throwing the ball. They were within a score the whole game.
Yes, and it was crazy because at that point, it's a back and forth affair. It's like a volleyball match. It's like you're volleying for serve or whatever. Yeah. And for you to sit out there and put him in position, like he didn't play well. I'm not trying to sit up here and say that Tanner played well. But it doesn't help when you're under siege from the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the thing that jumped out was De'Ron Payne lining up at defensive end and getting home.
Well, also, look at Tanner's play from the minute Devontae left compared to when he was in there.
Yes.
I mean, there's a big difference, right, going from Devontae to what other guys were out there.
And guys dropping balls. Like as a receiver – I've never played receiver, but I was always told if the ball hits you in the hands, you're supposed to catch it.
Like Shipley and the little route over the middle?
It was a couple.
Yeah. Not great. All right, 215-592-9494. Did the Eagles make a mistake not playing their starters yesterday? They had the chance at the 2 seed, and they opted not to go for it. Where do you come down? Your calls on that. Plus, strong take from John Ritchie was on fire this morning.
He was.
You're going to want to hear what he said this morning.
This is really...
It wasn't that good, but it was certainly good. Richie's take on Sirianni and what the Eagles may have cost themselves yesterday. It's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.